When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at Remarkable.com today.
Hey guys, welcome back to my channel. My name is Tatum Tamia. I'm the host of the Blessed and Bossed Up podcast and the CEO of Anchor Media. Make sure that you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so that you don't miss when we post another video. So in today's video, I want to share with you another aha moment that I've had as I've been studying. I came across this definition of sin that really just like opened up my mind a little bit as far as all of the potential ways we can find ourselves in sin. And so the definition, sin can be defined as trying to solve a legitimate need through illegitimate methods. And so when I said illegitimate, it wasn't just talking about like, you know, illegal or anything like that, but just trying to solve real problems, excluding God from the equation. And so one of the things that he showed me is that I've done a great job mastering and communicating this principle of making God the CEO. But there's a new level of posture in doing business his way that he's trying to build me up in. So this also goes into the whole revelation of joy that I talked about in another video. But there's just a posture, a demeanor, a calmness, a peacefulness, a certainty, a swag, for lack of a better word, that we should have as individuals who are doing business God's way. And so as I was studying this, I was on, I think, GotQuestions.org. And then, of course, I go down a rabbit hole and I start studying on things like self-control and all of that. And this particular definition of sin had came up. It was an aha moment for me because I never looked at sin in that way. I looked at it as the usual, you know, lying, stealing, cheating, things of that nature. I never really looked at it via this definition of essentially trying to solve a legitimate problem outside of alignment with God. And it had me thinking a lot about just this world of online entrepreneurship, because one of the things is I'm studying joy and then also trying to make it practical in my day-to-day life is, of course, you start thinking about what are the things that rob me of joy? What are the things that shift my focus to my circumstances and away from God's grace or my recognition of God's grace? And so this definition kind of answered that for me a little bit, right? We solve legitimate needs via illegitimate ways. And so even thinking about business and being in this online entrepreneurship world, many of us, especially as believers, we have this vision and this thing that God has called us to do. And we have this need in our business to make money, because a business has to make money. So we have this need in our business to make money. We have this need for our businesses to grow. We have this need to get our goals met. And so because we primarily are operating in this online space, which is the devil's playground, okay? The devil's playground is the internet for sure. But because we're operating in this online world, which is just as corrupt as the rest of the world, because we're operating in this space, it's very easy to try to solve these legitimate business problems without God. And I think early on in my journey, if I would have recognized this, it would have saved me from a lot of wasted money. It would have protected me from allowing the wrong people to influence me and my business. I think it would have protected me from a lot of comparison and all of the things that just allow you to get in your head and frustrate you in the process. And I wanted to share it here. This is not a long video by any means. I just wanted to share this brief revelation with you, because in hopes that you can take this and recognize how you find yourself in sin. You, again, using this definition of solving a legitimate problem, illegitimate ways, how do you find yourself in sin? How are you using the world's method to solve a problem that you need to be going to God to solve? How are you allowing yourself to be influenced, or how are you opening doors to solve, again, legitimate problems, but outside the will and the way of God? I wanted to just ask you that question just to make you think about it, because it definitely made me think. But that was a super quick video. Again, make sure you like, subscribe, hit that notification bell so you don't miss when I post another video, and tell me your answer in the comments. I would love to see. I'll see you in the next one.
When we started writing our thoughts down on paper, it opened up endless possibilities. Ideas could grow beyond the borders of the mind, and it changed the world. Somewhere along the way, we lost touch with paper, distracted by devices made for every purpose except for thinking and focus. On edge, waiting for the next notification. But what if new technology didn't pull us away from paper, but brought us closer to it? Listen. That's not paper. It's the sound of the new Remarkable Paper Pro, rewriting the future. A paper tablet with a true color ink display, gentle reading light, and unheard of tactility. With digital features for taking notes, thinking, and organizing, without any distractions. Paper is about to change the world again. Get your paper tablet at remarkable.com today.